All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with Returning to Mia. Let's get started. Well, since you're asking...
With your hands still on Vivian's hips, you slowly slide them down to her butt.
Grim, how terribly naughty of you. That's hardly an appropriate thing to do, is it? You did ask, didn't you? I just think it would be a good idea to... spice things up a bit. For fun, of course. Uh-huh. So, how do you like it? My ass, I mean. Let me see.
Giving her cheeks a light squeeze, you do your best to assess her rear access.
Firm. Perky. Decent enough size. Honestly, there's not much to complain about at all. Decent enough size, that feels strangely like a shot to me. Decent might have been a poor choice of words. How about ideal? How about perfect? Perfect. Is that what you think? It doesn't matter what I think. A man should always give a lady the highest praise when asked. Sure, if he's trying to get into their pants. However, given your proclivity, that's not really on the table, is it? Are you saying that that's the only thing stopping you from trying?
She follows this sentence with a seductive smile. Then turns around and pushes her body up against yours.
You're teasing me again. You don't like it? It's cruel. That's good then.
Slowly slinking her way down, you feel your cock twitch from arousal. Suddenly, she slides back up, her self-proclaimed perfect butt running over your shaft as she does.
Sometimes it's fun to be cruel. Maybe for you, I'm sure it's torture for everyone else. I hope so. But tell me...
Turning back around to face you, Vivian presses herself as close to you as possible.
Is it torture for you?
As she's looking into your eyes with curiosity, you know she's only messing with you. She's proven time and time again that she clearly gets a kick out of it. And knowing this is enough to pull you back to your senses. Back to your senses before you say something you can't take back.
Not at all. We're just having fun, remember?
Smirking at your safe response, Vivian gives you a pat on the chest.
Smart. Not really. I just have you figured out. Oh, but you don't at all. Not even a little bit.
Saying nothing, the two of you simply look at each other with inquisitive eyes. At least until it's interrupted by an excited shout.
Yay, that was awesome! Oh, hey, Ellie, what are you doing there? Just watching your guys' moves. Yours especially. Oh yeah, you like what you saw? Definitely. To be honest, I've been watching you from over there for a little while now, and I really dig how into it you get. Unlike some of these other people here. Well, thanks. I'm just being myself and doing my thing. That's some good advice to live by. I feel the exact same way. Nice. So did I hear Grim correctly? You're Ellie? Uh-huh. The one and only. I see that. Guess I should also thank you for helping out with this whole thing. Doubt we'd have had as much people turn up if it weren't for your hard work. Anyway, I'm Vivian. I'm the co-owner of this place. Wow, really? That's so awesome. And don't mention it. I love this kind of stuff, so I'd hardly call it work at all. In any case, I really do appreciate it. You're welcome.
As you watch the two of them look at each other, intrigued, you take notice of them still holding hands. And just like that, you start feeling like a third wheel.
Well, you are at that point. Hey, would you like to go get a drink with me? I'd love to get more acquainted with the person who was instrumental in pulling tonight off. I'd love to, as long as you're buying. As long as you keep me company, I'll keep buying all night if you'd like. You own the place, not like you actually have to pay for any of it. I'll hold you to that. Please do.
As if you're invisible, both Vivian and Ellie walk off and towards the bar to get a drink.
Okay, guess I'll just hang out here by myself. Well, that was unexpected. On second thought, no it isn't. It's Vivian. It went pretty much exactly as expected. I don't know what it is about the young ones, but they really seem to gravitate towards her.
As you stand by your lonesome on the dance floor, your eyes drift over to a familiar face sitting alone at one of the tables.
Huh? Is that Giselle? Shit, it is. What's she doing here?
Not exactly sure why, therapist, and she knows...
Whoops. And she knows things about you that very, very few people do.
And now here she is. Right amongst the people you're trying to keep those very things from.
I should go say hi to her. Maybe even find out what she's doing here. Well, it is a party. Assuming, of course, it's for a reason other than just to have fun.
Wasting no time, you head straight towards the table she's sitting at.
Giselle? Oh, hey there. I've been looking around, wondering where you were. This is quite the shindig you got going on tonight. Yeah, we thought about trying something new. Bring in some more business, you know? It seems to be working. It's only early, but this place is already buzzing. Yeah, it does seem that way. Although I'm a bit surprised to see you here. Me? Why? I live in this town. I always like to go out and do new things. And this is definitely new to me. I don't know about that. It's really just a glorified Halloween party. Which is something I've never been to, so it's technically new to me. Huh, guess so. By the way, nice outfit. You look very dapper. Oh, thanks, I think. Me and Sadie are kind of doing a Dracula and his bride thing. Her idea, I'm guessing? Yup, definitely not something I'd have thought of. Well, in any case, you look good. Forget me. You're not the... You're the one that really looks great. That outfit certainly enhances your assets, that's for sure. Why, thank you. That was my intention, after all. I believe it. You clearly succeeded.
She tilts her head slightly to one side as she smiles coyly at you.
And I take it since you're here on your own, you've come to maybe meet someone new?
Looking past you, Giselle's smile grows wider as you sense someone approach from behind.
As a matter of fact, I've actually brought company along this time. Company? You mean...
As you start turning, a man comes up beside you, holding a drink in each hand.
Sorry for taking so long, honey. They seem to be a bit short-staffed behind the bar. That's okay. I had some company. I see that. How do you do, young man? I'm good, but how about yourself?
Sitting down next to Giselle, he looks up at you with his perfect smile.
Haven't got one thing to complain about. Well, except maybe for the relatively slow service. Right, sorry about that. We're doing our best with, like you said, the limited staff we have available. We? Are you... Simon, I'd like you to meet Grim. Grim, this is my husband, Simon. Very nice to meet you. Ah, so you're Grim. I heard quite a bit about you. You have? Not sure exactly what that would be, but good things, I hope. It's always only good things. I don't trash people behind their backs. No, you're more than willing to do it to their faces if need be, right? She's been talking about me to her husband? Isn't that kind of against the whole doctor-patient confidentiality thing? That's been thrown out the window long ago, mate. However, I must say, you're not quite what I pictured when Giselle was describing you. Oh? How so? I don't know, you're more homely than expected. Homely? I've never been described like that before. That's maybe a bad way of putting it. Perhaps wholesome is a better word. And from what your wife has inferred, you think I'm not? Yep, she definitely has been running her mouth about me. Who of us ever really are? On the other hand, you did reject her advances. Her advances?
Thrown by this, you turn to Giselle, who's just smiling back at you without a care in the world.
Now, don't tell me you forgot about that, did you? I'll be insulted if so.
While you're aware they had what most would describe as an unconventional marriage, actually discussing it in front of her husband is a whole other thing.
So she told you about that, huh? She did. In fact, she was quite keen on talking about it when she arrived home that night. Not to brag, but it's not often I get turned down by another man. Women are a little more hit or miss, right? Unfortunately so. Anyway, guess what I'm trying to say is that I'm impressed. Well, I actually have a girlfriend, so it's really not all that impressive. Believe me, that almost never deters them. However, it did you. Perhaps you're just not his type.
They both stare deadpan at each
ha ha. It's like I'm watching a sketch. These two sure are something else. Anyway, I better get back to work. I hope you guys have a good night. We always do. We'll hopefully get a chance to have a longer talk with you later on. For sure, I'll probably find some free time to talk once things eventually slow down. Which, to be honest, I hope isn't for a long time yet. Don't feel any pressure. If you can make time, that'd be great. If not, there's always another day. Well, I'll do my best. Splendid. Now we'll stop bothering you so you can go about your business. Alright, bye.
Turning around, you walk away from your table, relieved that the conversation is finally over.
That was one of the oddest interactions I think I've ever had. Just hope that's as odd as it gets. Oh, Grim, there you are.
From a short distance away, you see Sadie swiftly racing towards you.
Yeah. Hey, what are you all amped up about? You won't believe who I just met. Who? One of Mia's friends, Emma. Can you believe it? Oh, yeah, I can believe it. Why aren't you more excited? This is practically a monumental event. Because it's just Emma. I've known her for forever. Oh, right. Guess that makes sense. Sometimes I forget you actually grew up with Mia. Which is kind of your fault, by the way, since you talked about her so rarely. But never mind that. Isn't this great? We can all hang out together. I wouldn't get ahead of yourself, Sadie. Those two haven't really been in a good place for years. Tonight might end up being the first and last time you meet Emma, depending on how things go. Wow, really? Damn. Guess I did notice a bit of a weird vibe between them now that I think about it. So, what happened? I don't know exactly. No way am I telling her anything. How typical. How could you not know? Don't know, I just don't. Probably something that girls usually get into fights about, whatever that is. I'll bet it had something to do with a guy. It almost always does. Not sure. Maybe. She's not entirely wrong about that. She seems nice, though. It'd be a shame if they don't manage to sort things out. Plus, Mia could definitely use a friend, that's for sure. I don't think that lone wolf lifestyle she has is doing her any good. Be careful what you wish for, Sadie. There are worse things than having no friends. Yeah, like what? Like having one friend who keeps fucking you over. Sounds like you have some idea about what happened between them. I just know Emma. If you did too, you might not think she's all that nice. You're being awfully cryptic. Care to go into more detail? It really isn't my place, Sadie. Alright, that's fair. So what have you been getting up to while I've been gone? Having fun? Just bouncing around here and there. I just noticed that. Saw you talking to that couple over there. You know them? Oh, you saw that, huh? Well, no, not really. I met them once before, but that's about it. They sure are an attractive couple, aren't they? Really? I hadn't noticed. Yeah, right. There's literally 0% chance you didn't at very least notice what a babe that woman is. She looks like a sexy headmistress, yeah. Well, you think so, huh? Is there something you want to tell me, Sadie? What? I can appreciate the beauty of other women without being sexually attracted to them. Of course. Although, have you ever... Know what? Forget it. Have I ever been sexually attracted to another woman? Is that what you were going to ask me? Maybe. Wait. Have we never actually had this conversation before? I don't think so. I think I would have remembered it. Wow. All this time we've been dating and my bisexuality has never been brought up? Wait, what? Your bisexuality? 70%.
Sadie chuckles proudly to herself.
70% of women bisexual. No, I'm sorry, that's not even it. Pretty much all women are 70% bisexual. That's what the latest study said. I'm just kidding, I'm not bisexual. Never even kissed another girl, actually. Of course you are. That was absolutely hilarious, Sadie. Not. You seem disappointed. Not at all. Why would I be disappointed? Don't all guys fantasize about their ladies getting down with other girls? Not all of them. What about you?
Pressing her pelvis against yours, Sadie cheekily bites her finger.
Ever fantasize about me being with another girl? While you watch on with your big, thick cock in hand? Stroking it as I kiss and lick every single inch of her body? Yeah, why not? I dated a lot of bisexual girls. I may have thought about it once or twice. Well, I mean, as for what I just said, I pretty much dated all bisexual girls, because all women, 70%. And I think it's 70%. And I don't say 70% of women, I say all women are 70% bisexual. That's what the studies are showing. I may have thought about it once or twice. Why, have you? Maybe, once or twice. With anyone I know? Don't think so. Not really something I considered since I've been with you. But it definitely is something I'm curious about. So fantasies aside, and purely hypothetically speaking, is that something you'd be interested in? You and another girl? Uh-huh. Strictly hypothetically speaking. Strictly. I mean, sure, what guy wouldn't be? Don't know. Some men get jealous of that stuff. Some men are high. Not me. It's not like you'd be with another guy. That'd be a whole different story. You think a girl couldn't steal me away from you? What? With what I'm packing? Tip, not a chance. Yeah, you make a solid point there. Still, like you said, this is all just hypothetically speaking. Of course.
With a mischievous smile, Sadie kisses you.
Come on, let's get something to drink. After you.
As you stand where you are, Sadie starts off towards the bar.
That being said, it's a long summer, Grim. Who knows what could happen?
Saying nothing more, she continues ahead.
Wait, what? What does that mean? Sadie? Is she serious or just teasing me? Either way, we're definitely circling back to this conversation sooner or later.
Putting a pin in that topic for now, you follow Sadie over to the bar.
Hey, you two. What can I get you? You know what? Think I'll have a beer. A beer? Since when do you ever drink that? Since now. I feel like mixing it up a bit. She gonna have a beer? Then a beer it is. What about you, Grim? Guess I'll do the same. Give me a beer.
Grabbing two beers from behind the bar, Grace slides them over to you and Sadie.
Thanks. Cheers. That's a beer, all right. To us, and more importantly, to the bar. Cheers to us and the bar.
Clinking bottles, you both take a swig.
Ah, refreshing. Bread water. What do you think, Sadie?
Scrunching her face up as she swallows it down. You already know the answer before she gives it.
I don't really like it. Oh, that just means you gotta drink more of it. That came out a little too realistic. Oh, what you mean you don't like it? Have another sip or two. You might like it a little more after that. Say, you turned somebody into an alcoholic. Why'd you even get it to begin with, then? I don't know.
She makes a bashful face as she puts the bottle back down onto the countertop.
I wanted to try being one of the guys. No offense, but you're definitely not one of those girls, Sadie. Hey, what's that supposed to mean? You're not a guy's girl, you're a girl girl. A very, very girly girl. I don't always have to be. Yeah, you kind of... Take the shot! Take the shot!
Looking across the bar, you see a group of people chanting at Grace.
Not again, guys. I already had one. So have a second. Come on. This is a fucking party. Woo! If I keep having these, I'll be on my ass in an hour. I gotta pace my take the shot. Take the shot.
Ignoring her reluctance, the crowd just shouts over her to take another shot. Smiling from the enthusiastic cries, Grace looks over to you and Sadie.
What do you think? Should I do another one? Why not? If there was ever a time to let loose and celebrate, wouldn't now be it? Guess so. I just don't want to take the shot. Take the shot. Sadie, don't you start too.
Hearing Sadie excitedly begin the chant again, the crowd eagerly joins in.
Take the shot. Take the shot. You heard the people, Grace. You better give them what they want. Okay, if that's what y'all want. Yeah!
Picking up the shot, Grace raises it to her lips.
Here goes nothing.
Tipping her head back, she downs the entire thing with ease, and once again the crowd cheers.
Woo! Now do another one. No. You can all forget that. At least not for a little while. Grim, I think now's a good time for you to come around here and help out. This rowdy group of people are starting to get a bit out of hand, and they might just be a bit more than I can handle. Got it. Need anything from me? I can help out too if you'd like. Just move around and keep people entertained. I'd ask Viv to do it since she's usually the life of the party, but it seems she's got her hands full trying to impress some girl. You can count on me.
With that, Sadie bounces off into the crowd, her extrovert nature being put to full use. Finally, you go over to the other side of the bar to assist Grace. A while later, as you continue helping Grace serve drinks to the increasing line of customers, your mind suddenly shifts to the absence of Mia.
Man, how long has it been since I left Mia and Emma to talk? An hour? I probably shouldn't be concerned, but it is Emma we're talking about. An hour is an awfully long time for her to be gone. I should go see what's happening with them, even if it is just for my own peace of mind. Hey, Grace? What? Think you can hold things down on your own here for a bit? I want to see how Mia's doing. Yeah, I've been wondering that myself. Sure, go ahead. I can manage it for a while. Cool, thanks.
Leaving Grace to handle things herself, you make your way to the exit. Stepping outside, you see Mia sitting in the same place she was when you left her. Only now it wasn't Emma who was sitting there talking to her. It was a guy, one you didn't recognize.
Who is this? Who's that guy? Don't think I ever saw him before.
As you start towards them, you quickly decide he's almost certainly a guy just trying to shoot his shot. Because from where you're standing, the look on his face alone is making that pretty darn obvious.
Hey, how's everything going out here? I see Emma's not with you. Oh, hey, yeah, that. Didn't really work out. I tried to put everything behind me, but your advice just kept repeating in my head. Now, there probably was a way to salvage that, but I can't do it. I'm sorry. I'm not Jesus. I do not forgive. And what she did is unforgivable. In the end, I just knew I'm not able to move on from it. Well, I'm not going to say I'm not somewhat relieved to hear that, but still, I'm sorry. I know you really did want to find it in your heart to forgive her, even if she didn't deserve it. Yeah.
For a brief pause, neither of you say anything else. Until your gaze finally shifts over to the stranger sitting with her. Who then forces a half smile as your eyes meet?
It looks like a younger version of Sebastian in the face. Hi there, I'm Pete.
Realizing she forgot her manners, Mia quickly jumps to introduce the man sitting with her.
Oh, God, I'm so sorry, Pete. Pete, this is my brother, Grim. Grim, this is Pete. We met just a few minutes ago.
As you look at Pete, you consider the best way to approach his presence.
I don't know if he's... Hey, nice to meet you. Likewise, hope I'm not interrupting anything, am I? Sounds like you're dealing with some serious stuff. No, not at all. I mean, I was, but that's all over now. And having you show up has actually been a nice distraction. Glad to hear that. I've really been enjoying our talk. Me too. Gotta admit, I now feel a lot better about waiting so long to muster up the courage to come talk to you. I did it earlier when I saw you sitting here with that other girl. It probably wouldn't have gone over so well. Yeah, probably not. It was quite a tense conversation. Muster up the courage, huh? Yeah, he's definitely interested in her. Hear that, Mia? He mustered up the courage to talk to you.
You repeat this back to her to make sure she hadn't missed it the first time.
God, do I really look that unapproachable? Well, yeah, kind of. Although, it's not through any fault of your own. It's just that I've always found attractive women to be extremely intimidating.
All but outright admitting his interest in her now, Mia's cheeks quickly begin to redden.
That's very sweet of you to say, but the thing is, I actually have a boyfriend. Oh, you do?
Clearly disappointed, Pete's cheery expression drops ever so slightly.
Of course you do. I don't know why I ever thought otherwise. It's true what they say. The good ones are always taken. Not always. Regardless, I respect the attempt. I'm sure Mia does too. Definitely. I always respect a guy willing to put himself out there. Thanks. Hey, I have an idea. What do you think of the girl Mia was talking to? I'm sure we could get something going there if you'd like. Grim, don't be stupid. I wouldn't subject him to that.
Pete looks at you with a sheepish smile.
Thanks, but she's not really my type. I don't think she's anyone's type. However, at least she's easy. He already said he wasn't interested, Grim. Let it go. Yeah, you're probably right. Boy, you're really making her sound horrible. And you were friends with this girl? Regrettably, yeah. In my defense, I was a different person back then. Well, good for you. I know how hard it can be to cut toxic people out of our lives. Toxic is a perfect way of describing it. But no, it wasn't hard at all. Under the circumstances that unfolded, I was left with no other choice. In any event, I'm happy for you. Thanks.
For a brief moment, Mia studies Pete, clearly wrestling with something she wants to say.
Hey, Pete?
Yeah? Where are you going with that X in your hand?
No, I'm not going to try to imitate Peter Steele. It's not going to happen. I know you came over to talk to me because you hoped for something more, but how would you feel about being friends? Really? You don't think that would be too awkward? Not at all. I enjoyed getting to meet you and would be happy to spend time with you again. Unless, of course, you think it'd be awkward. No, I'd love that. It's always good to make a new friend. Yeah, I think so, too. So how about we exchange numbers? That'd be great, and I'll get out of your guys' hair. I can see you and your brother have things to talk about. Sure.
Taking out their phones, Pete and Mia swap numbers.
Awesome. So maybe now we can hang out sometime. That'd be fun. I'll look forward to it.
Standing up from the chair, Pete readies himself to leave.
Doesn't seem like a bad guy. It was very nice to meet you, Mia. It was nice meeting you too, Pete. And it was a pleasure meeting you too, Grim. Really? Because I kind of felt left out with the whole number exchange thing. Oh, really? I didn't mean anything by it. I just thought that I'm only teasing, Pete. It's all good. I'm sure we'll have a chance to get to know each other more in the future. Yes, I'd like that. Well, I'm off. Hope you guys have a great night. You too, Pete, and we'll talk soon. Can't wait.
With that, Pete walks off. Looking back at Mia, you see her smiling contently.
Nice guy, huh? Yeah, real nice.
Saying this, you sit down next to Mia.
So, how does it feel? How does what feel? Making a new friend, that's something you haven't done in a while. It feels good. Reminds me of how I used to be. And that's a good thing? In some ways. Probably could have benefited from holding on to certain choice aspects of the old me. Speaking of the old you, how did things really go down with Emma? She was disappointed.
Suddenly, Mia laughs to herself.
What's funny? I can't believe it, but I actually feel bad for her. Am I crazy or what? Is it because you believe she really meant what she said, that she truly wants to change? She was certainly convincing enough, but like I said, I can't move past it. I think it's for the best, Mia. I know. Still, with her showing up here, I feel like I'm mourning the loss of our friendship all over again. And it's even harder this time because I'm not even angry anymore. Just sad. I get it, but that feeling will soon pass. Will it pass tonight? Because this is a night I really don't want to be depressed. I don't know about that, but I do think I know a way to take your mind off of it. Oh yeah? What would that be? By doing some good old-fashioned bartending, that's how.
You say this facetiously, but with what Mia says next, she obviously didn't take it that way.
You know what? You're right. I am?
Jumping up from the chair, she manages a smile.
Wow, she looks good there. Of course, we have a party to run and customers to tend to. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. Well, yeah, guess that's true. Right, I fucked around enough for tonight. I'm going back in.
With a surge of motivation and possibly some repression of feelings, Mia spins on her heels and races off back into the bar, leaving you just sitting there, alone.
That was an awfully sharp turn of mood. Still, guess it's better than the alternative of her moping around for the rest of the night.
After sitting by yourself for a few more minutes and enjoying the air, you decide to head back inside as well. As you walk inside, your attention is immediately drawn to the commotion from the bar.
Oh wow, what's going on now? Seems like we're gonna find out next time when Grimm's Uncanny Valley continues with more Returning to Mia. Stay tuned.